Another day on the hamster wheel. Have you ever felt that way first thing in the morning? You climb out of an unrestful sleep and note that the clock shows a 30-minute gap between whatever time it is and the alarm time. But there is no going back to sleep. So out of the bed you come, preparing for another day on the hamster wheel. Oftentimes life becomes a matter of rote. You have followed the same path of least resistance for so many years, you don't know how to get out of the rut. Good or bad, easy or hard, there is no foreseeable end. Life isn't easy, and then you die. As you plod through life, you ask yourself the ever-present question, what's the purpose of it all? These questions have been asked for centuries. Solomon put it this way, he has made everything appropriate in its time. He hath also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that men should fear him. That which is has been already, and that which will be has already been. For God seeks what has passed by. Furthermore, I have seen under the sun that in the place of justice there is wickedness, and in the place of righteousness, there is wickedness. I said to myself, God will judge both the righteous man and the wicked man. For a time for every matter and for every deed is there. I said to myself concerning the sons of men, God has surely tested them in order for them to see that they are but beasts. For the fate of the sons of men and the fate of beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. Indeed, they all have the same breath, and there is no advantage for man over beast, for all is vanity. All go to the same place. All came from the dust, and all return to the dust. Who knows that the breath of man ascends upward, and the breath of the beast descends downward to the earth? I have seen that nothing is better then that man should be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? Ecclesiastes 3:11-22. If you are living your life from the standpoint of Solomon's observations, that is, that which is under the sun, then there is little more than just getting up every morning and getting back on the hamster wheel. However, there is a better hope. And that hope can be attained by looking up. There was a man named Asaph that had a depressed view of life, as long as he viewed the world through worldly eyes, saying, surely God is good to Israel, even to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Psalm 73:13. Asaph had a difficult time finding the equity of righteous living as opposed to wickedness. Until, verse 17. Asaph's until gives hope to the downtrodden and those who find nothing but vanity in life, saying, until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors, like a dream when one awakes, O Lord. When aroused, you will despise their form. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like the beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And beside you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For, behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you, but as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Psalm 73:17-28. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is and of that which is to come." 1 Timothy 4:8. And again, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, for neither can we carry anything out. But having food and covering, we shall be therewith content." 1 Timothy 6:6-8. Therefore, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall ye also with him be manifested in glory. Colossians 3:1-4.